Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine. Well, you know, today is September 11th, and this is a very somber day for America. So in memory of September 11th, may we never forget the beautiful souls that tragically died that day in a senseless tragedy on American soil, and may we always be diligent in protecting our country from those who so desperately want to harm us. May we ensure that this never again occurs in the land of the free. May every American citizen feel safe on their own land and be free from evil forces. May we stand united against terrorism. May God always bless us and watch over us. May we send prayers to the families who lost their loved ones that day and pray for all the souls who passed. And may we all pray for peace. Today, I'm doing my show where I will take your calls and answer your questions about narcissistic personality disorder abuse. If you would like to call in, the number is 424-220-1801. I am a life issues counselor. I do this for as a profession, but on the second Friday of every month, I will be taking your calls and giving you free advice. So don't be shy. Call in. The other thing that I offer is, because 11 o'clock might not be good for everybody, you can email me ahead of time with your questions, and I will answer them on air. My email is loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Well, someone did that. Someone who could not necessarily listen to the show today did send me an email message, so I'm going to read it to you. And then I'm going to answer that question on the air. And then the person who sent this will be able to click on the link and listen to the show and get that answer. So you can do the same. But again, please call in at 424-220-1801. So the question is, and this is from T, initial T. My abuser is a married previous coworker who I have stayed in touch with. We became friends while working together, and after the honeymoon phase, the abuse started. I had no idea what NPD was or why he changed drastically towards me until I researched online and discovered that he either has NPD or is a psychopath. Unfortunately, by the time I realized it and the fact that we've played this game so long, for 3 years, it has become increasingly difficult for me to go no contact. I've tried it multiple times. I tell myself over and over that I'm not going to contact him, but I always end up either emailing or texting him eventually. I've gone as long as a month without contacting him. If I don't contact him, he contacts me one way or the other. I've tried blocking him on social media, email and text, but I always end up unblocking and contacting him. I know it's because I focus too much on the good times we had. That makes it difficult. What can I do to stop this vicious cycle? Okay. Now, one of the things that we all have as survivors of narcissistic abuse is that we cannot wrap our heads around this kind of behavior. A healthy mind just cannot grasp that somebody can be this way, and so we doubt what our perception is. It's very hard to come to terms with a friend never having really been a friend. And this really applies to a partner, a parent, a sibling. It's really, really hard to come to terms with the fact that that person who you thought really cared about you because you really cared about them never really did care about you, never truly cared about you. Narcissists have a way of murdering our souls. They make us doubt ourselves and our perceptions. And what happens is it takes a toll on our confidence and our identity. When we have these feelings and we express feelings, they tell us that our feelings are wrong. And this is part of the gaslighting that all narcissists do. So we become very, very confused. The other thing that a narcissist will do is they really don't want to let you go, because if they let you go, then you stop giving them their narcissistic supply. So they have ways of keeping you on the string. They dangle carrots in front of you. As far as somebody who you're a coworker with, they will offer you opportunities that are too good to be true just to get you intrigued, to keep you interested. They never can fulfill these promises, but they're going to keep coming up with these things to make you think that they have something more to offer you. The other thing that they do is they are experts at playing victim to get sympathy. And narcissists like to be with people who are very empathetic, very sympathetic, people who are willing to always give somebody another chance. So they play the victim, and this makes soft people want to give them that second chance. And every time they act like they feel sorry, or they're hurt, or they're wounded, or life isn't working out for them, you just kind of want to run to their side because they've trained you to do that. Compassionate people, nurturing people, we want to help others heal. We don't want anybody else to hurt. And it is our nature to constantly reach out to these people, and we fall prey to it over and over and over again until we become cognizant of what we're doing. And there are ways to stop doing that. One of the ways to stop doing that is that we have to learn to let go of what the outcome is. In other words, when we want to help someone or fix someone, we are attached to how that's going to end. And if we stay attached to how that's going to end, we cannot let it go. So we become emotionally involved with that outcome. So one of the things that we have to do is, if we want to help others, we have to then learn to let it go. So like a codependent, their whole life is about helping and fixing others. And if when it doesn't work, they try something else. And a lot of people who are abused by narcissists do have codependent streaks in them. They do want to help. Their life is really about helping others. So the advice is to, if you want to offer information and you want to offer help, do it and then let it go. Don't be attached to what happened. Stop hoping that that person is going to change. Narcissists never change. They never will. It's possible for them to do it, but it is highly improbable that they will, because they don't see anything wrong with what they do, with how they act. They cannot see that they're anything less than perfect, so they won't change. But as healthy-minded people, we just cannot imagine that, because empathetic people, people that care, we're willing to change ourselves if someone else is uncomfortable. Narcissists are not able to do that. They don't want to do that. And that's really what separates a narcissist from someone with narcissistic personality disorder. Someone that is just a narcissist, when they know that they're making other people uncomfortable, they will make strides to change that behavior. Someone with narcissistic personality disorder will not. They will not change that behavior. So as long as we keep hoping that they will change and giving them time after time after time, chance after chance after chance to do that, we have to understand that they are not going to change and that we are powerless to change them. Again, the number, if you want to call in, is 424-220-1801. I would love to hear from you and answer your questions. A sensitive, caring people, we have to understand that we are not responsible for the emotions of others. If you are someone who is very empathetic, and if that empathy towards others is making you feel vulnerable and allowing others to step all over you, then you have to stop being empathetic for a while. It doesn't mean that you have to have a hard heart. It doesn't mean that you have to be mean. But if you don't think that you can be empathetic appropriately without having some attachment to it, then you cannot do it until you learn how to do it the right way. We have boundaries. One of the things that I had a trouble with when I first began this whole journey into healing was that my boundaries were very loosely structured. They were either all the way up or they were all the way down. So either I didn't let people in, or I let them so far in that they destroyed me. So the appropriate thing to do is to learn to adjust the boundaries to the situation. And we can have several levels of boundaries. But if we can't be fully open with someone without getting hurt, we cannot let ourselves be that fully open. That's just the way it is. It doesn't mean that you're closing yourself off to the world, but you do have to learn how to do that. And if you can't do that on your own, then you should get some help and learn how to do that, because this is going to be a pervading problem in your life. You are always going to face these issues. It takes practice. This is not going to happen the first time, the second time, the 10th time, or the 20th time. You're going to keep failing. You're going to make mistakes. So the empathy that you have directed towards yourself, be gentle with yourself. Every time that you make a mistake, don't kick yourself and say, I can't believe I just did that again. I can't believe I walked back into that situation. Just try to learn from them. So it's really about observing behavior, not allowing them to dangle carrots, not buying into it, not buying into the fact that they're going to change. I have a narcissistic mother, and I have two sisters, and I've talked about this many times. My sisters, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been at this healing process for a long time. No contact for me is very comfortable. It feels very good. I have no feelings of guilt. I have no remorse. I have no should've, would've, could've. I'm just completely resolved about it. My two sisters, on the other hand, they really haven't been doing this for maybe the most 2 years. And they get very resolved at the no contact. But after an amount of time, they begin to self-doubt. And they begin to think, well, maybe there is a way. maybe I can just reach her somehow if I just do this or I just do that, or maybe if I'm really super kind or there for her, that maybe she will show me the love and affection and attention and caring that I crave. And it's like the bird that keeps flying into the window. They fly into it and fly into it and fly into it. Eventually they say, I cannot take this abuse anymore. I don't want to be abused. And they get very angry and they go no contact. But after a couple of months, it starts trickling in again. Well, maybe I'll let them know how grateful I was for the good things that they did for me. Maybe I will just check in from time to time. But the narcissist doesn't want you in their life unless you are doing something for them. They don't love anyone. They don't care about anyone unless they're getting something for it. And that something is called narcissistic supply. Again, if you want to call in, the number is 424-220-1801. Take this opportunity to call in and ask me questions. But getting back to that, narcissists, it's all about them. It is never about you. So if you think you're ever going to get them to love you, like you, care about you, as long as you have that dream, it's never going to, you're going to keep getting sucked in over and over and over again. They do not care about you. They do not have that capacity. The problem is that they mimic it very, very, very well in what they call the honeymoon stage, the very beginning when they woo you and they're the absolute perfect friend to you. They offer you everything you ever need. They find out what your deepest, darkest issues are. They find out what your sensitivities and your vulnerabilities are. They do this from the very, very beginning, acting as if they're forming a relationship with you or falling in love with you or befriending you or in an office, for instance, a boss may do this to get very close with you, and you feel like this is great because I want to have this relationship with my boss, and I want to have this friendship. This friendship is great. This person really, really cares about me. But they weaken you, and they get all the information that they can, and they store that up, and they use it. They keep pulling it out. They have amazing memory banks. They remember everything you ever said, and they know exactly how to get you. They know how to weaken you, how to use these things against you in such a way that we don't even know that they're doing it. They're that good, and they do it very gradually. It's a grooming process. You hear about grooming processes with pedophiles and people like that, psychopaths, sociopaths. They also do this kind of thing. Narcissists will groom us, and they will get as much information as they can about us so that they can assault us later on. It is all manipulation. It's manipulation from the minute you first say hello. And they have a way of sort of smelling out people that are very, very kind. It's like a radar that they have, that initially they may start this with anybody, but it's the people that actually begin to give up information and really kind of fall into this pattern that they will really work hard on it and get you in that position. Again, if you would like to call in, please call 424-220-1801. I would love to hear from you. Other people would like to hear from you. If you have situations that you're going through in your life, other people are probably having the same kind of situations, and it really helps others to hear what you're going through and to hear how you're dealing with it and how we can resolve it. So I hope that you will call in. I want to continue doing this show. I want to be able to bring this show to you every second Friday of every month. so that I'm there for you and I can answer your questions. So please support the show. Please call in. It's great that you listen to it, but I'm sure that you have something to contribute. And if you don't even have something that you need, that you have a question for, or something that you need an answer, you can call in and just offer a situation and how you handled it, because other people are listening, and that will help other people. So getting back to what I was saying about the narcissist, it's very hard to get away from a narcissist because we always want to give them the benefit of the doubt. We always want to believe that they think like we think, that they have remorse like we have remorse, that they feel bad about what they do, and that they suffer for how they hurt other people. But they do not. They do not. And like I was saying about my sisters, they have a very hard time accepting this, accepting that a mother who has the a mother who has supposedly the innate ability to love her offspring. We see it in the animal world. We see it everywhere we look. Mothers are supposed to love their offspring. But narcissistic mothers do not. My mother had a really good way of, she made everybody believe that she loved her children. She cooked for us. She always had three meals a day ready for us. She told me all the time that she loved me. I was the golden child, which sounds like it would be a really good role to play, but it's really not a very good role to play, and it is pretty much a life sentence. But it was very hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that my mother, that every behavior that seemed loving was self-fulfilling for her. It was never about me. And so we have the same kind of feeling with our friendships and our coworkers and our spouses and our siblings, that we want to believe that they care. I found out, you know, it was probably just maybe 2 years ago that I realized that every single thing my mother ever said was a manipulation. And I didn't find that out until both of my sisters were on board and we started comparing notes. And she would share the same information with all three of us, but the stories were very, very different, and they were slanted towards what she wanted to get from us. So we would talk about it, and I would say, yeah, Mom called, and she said such and such. And one of my sisters would say, yeah, she was talking to me about that, and she said blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, she never said that to me. And then I thought, okay, well, let me ask my other sister. So I'd call my other sister, and she would say, yeah, Mom talked to me about that, and she said blah, 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 blah. And I said, wait a minute. That's very different from what she said to me and what she said to our other sister. So I started to understand that the triangulation was being done. My two older sisters had a terrible, tumultuous relationship throughout their life. Not anymore. They're very close now. But my mother pitted them against each other. And it wasn't until they got into their adulthoods and realized that the issues they had with each other were not really between them. It was really things that my mother had set them up for. I'm the youngest of three. My middle sister and I were always very, very close. She was like my second mother. My mother would tell me, though, whenever she was jealous of our relationship or wanted to turn me against my sister, she would tell me that my sister was crazy. For years and years and years, she would tell me that my sister was crazy. She was overly sensitive. She was off her rocker, you know. And I still stayed close with my sister, but there was a part of me that sort of kind of believed it, but it really wasn't true. And now we're as close as can be. The number again to call in, there's still time, 424-220-1801. I hope you will call in and ask me your questions or tell me what you've experienced. Share those experiences with others. It's really great. One thing that's important about being the survivor of narcissistic abuse is that we stick together, which is why I do everything that I do, which is why I do the shows and write the articles. I do the YouTube videos. I have the Facebook page because we need constant reinforcement that we're okay. It takes a great amount of time to undo the damage that is done once we've been exposed to a narcissist. It's very, very damaging in any kind of relationship. Doesn't matter if you're a child, a spouse, a friend, whatever it is, the damage is very, very extensive. And it's very hard for us to undo it because it's confusing. We, like I've said several times throughout the show, we cannot wrap a healthy brain around the fact that people behave this way. And so we deny and we doubt. And that's what keeps us coming back for more. Again, the number is 424-220-1801. I want to tell you that I have started this page on Facebook, and it's called Compassionate Support for Narcissistic Abuse Survivors with Randy Fine. I started this page so that I can post quotes, articles, videos, everything that I get my hands on, so that I can share it with other people who are going through the same thing. So I hope that you will go to that page and support it, like it, participate in it, and let's help other people. The page is slowly growing, but not as fast as I really want it to grow, because when I post things, I really want it to reach as many people as possible. So as many people as like the page, that's more people that are going to reach, you know, be reached by the information that I share. So I really hope that you will go visit that page and like it. My website is randygfine.com. If you go on that site, again, it's randigfine.com. If you go on that site, there are links to every single show that I do. There's links to every video I do, every interview that I do. I have hundreds of articles. I have, what else is on my site? Everything, pretty much everything that I do. So go check that out. And also, there's a page on my site called Find Life Issues Counseling. If you go to that page, I have my statement of why I want to help you and how I can help you. And there's also all my policies and privacy issues and things like that. I want you to know that when you talk to me, it's completely private. I never will share your information. And the way that I do it is through it's a website called Clarity. Clarity.fm/Randy-Fine. And with Clarity, we are both given, both I and the client are given anonymous calls. So we call numbers, phone numbers. So we both call in. It's like a conference call. So I don't see your number. You don't see mine. You don't have to give me your name. You don't have to give me any of your personal information. You don't even have to give me your email. All you have to do is just make the appointment. It's very, very easy to do. So if you are interested in making an appointment with me for therapy, please go to clarity.fm/Randy-Fine. Well, I didn't get any callers today, and that's a little bit disappointing. So I really hope that next time, the next show that I'm going to do is October 9th, 11 a.m. Eastern Time, and the show runs for 45 minutes. And if you want to call ahead of time, not call ahead of time, if you want to email me ahead of time, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. Pose your questions to me, and I will answer them on the air, and then you can listen to it. I'll send you the link, and you can listen to it. I am in the process of writing a new book on narcissistic personality disorder abuse. That's probably not going to come out for another year, but I want you to know that I'm working on that, and it's going to be the most comprehensive book out there. So it should be able to, I should be able to help a lot of people through this book. But what I want from you is if you have some stories you want to share with me, some short stories about different things like gaslighting, I'm trying to think of all the different things that they do, just the different ways that you've been targeted or maybe ways that you've handled it or just stories about what has happened to you, please email me again to loveyourlife@randygfine.com with these little snippets. And I probably will be including them in my book, but I will only use like a first initial or I'll make up a name. So feel free to send me that information and maybe you'll get into the book. And that would be really exciting. But I would like to be able to relate everything that I say in the book to somebody, to be able to show a situation that's, where somebody's actually gone through that. So the more I get, the better. So keep that in mind. If you go to my website, you can also sign the guest book. And I welcome comments about my shows on today's show, any other shows there. So leave me comments. I also have a Facebook page, Randy G. Fine. On Randy G. Fine, I put up pretty much everything I'm doing. I put up all my shows. And I do actually add the things about narcissism that I add to Compassionate Support for Narcissistic Abuse Survivors. So you'll find that on that page there as well. And I'm also on Twitter. I'm on Google+. I'm on LinkedIn. It's always Randy G. Fine. So check it out, friend me, like me, all those kind of things. And if you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. I would like for the show to get more recognition, and more followers will get it more recognition. And it also will get you you'll be advised on all the programming that's coming up. I've been very, very fortunate. There are several publicists that have taken a liking to my show and send me top-notch people in their field. So I always have really great topics on about all kinds of healing, whether it be spiritually, emotionally, physically, really pretty much anything that has to do with the human condition and living a better life. So just keep following the shows, and I'm sure you'll find something that you really like. There's always something in every show that you can listen to and glean some kind of wisdom from. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or also there's show links on my website. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. I'm sorry we didn't get any callers today. I hope that some of the things that I shared with you will help you in your experience, and I do hope that on October 9th you will call in and you will give us some feedback or give us some questions. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine, signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be the change. Better way.